the mainstream media bias surrounding the GOP primary debate is out of control, or is it in complete control, depending on your party's point of view? Adam Gillette is a president of Accuracy in Media. He's been on top of the media's bias when it comes to GOP candidates. He is joining us today in the center ring to talk about that bias as we inch closer to the big debate tonight. And Adam, tonight is the big Republican primary debate. As someone focused on accuracy in media, what will you be looking at in terms of coverage? What are you expecting in terms of coverage?
Well, we're going to see the same sort of thing that we see consistently when the media covers the GOP. Leftist outlets like CNN and the New York Times, they know their audience. Their audience doesn't want to hear anything positive about any of these candidates. Their audience doesn't want to hear feel-good entrepreneur, second-generation immigrant stories if it's a GOP candidate. They're merely going to selectively edit it, contents out of context, and explain how radical and extreme these candidates are.
You know, Adam, when the Democrats have African-Americans or female candidates, we endlessly hear about how brave they are, how they're inspiring millions of young people. What was the coverage like for Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, or Nikki Haley during their run-up to the debate?
Yeah, looking high and low to see those feel-good stories. Instead, I see hit pieces. One of the worst is a new media site for young people called Now This, and it is an incredibly popular site for young people. They have tens of millions of followers. They diabolically built up their following with clickbait and puppy videos before pivoting and putting out far-left news. Well, if you look at the C-level executives at Now This, several of them came from the DNC. One of them came from the Stacey Abrams campaign. One of them came from the Hillary Clinton campaign. You can't even tell the difference between the propaganda outlets and the DNC anymore because they're the same players.
We have Adam Gillette, president of Accuracy in Media, in the center ring, talking about the bias that exists, the clear bias. I saw this, Adam, during the 2020 elections when the Democrats had their convention. You saw, you know, every ethnicity under the sun being a champion, talking about how they overcome, you know, adversity, you know, in our country, overcome racism. They set up these opportunities, these jobs, these entrepreneurs. But when it came to the GOP, there was none of that. As a matter of fact, you had Tim Scott on that stage who had a very inspirational story. It was ridiculed by the media the next day. Why the double standard?
Well, because these people are diehard partisans who are going to push their candidates no matter what. As long as they got a D next to them, they're not doing anything wrong. And admittedly, I think at times our side falls into that trap as well. We make excuses for people who, well, they've got the right letter next to their name. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think that's kind of human nature. And that's an important thing to remember in this debate. Politicians, we would all agree, should be judged based on their actions, not their words. So don't just get distracted by the shiny object that is them pandering to us for an hour or two on a debate stage. At the end of the day, these are politicians.
Agreed. I agree with that. I believe the extreme bias what we're seeing is further proof that the Democrats and their puppets in the mainstream media don't really care about minorities or immigrants at all. They care only about winning and will use any angle that benefits them. Am I hitting the right notes here?
Oh, of course. I mean, what did they call Larry Elder when he ran against their golden boy, Gavin Newsom, the black face of white supremacy? It's unbelievable. You could be a black man and be a white supremacist in the leftist worldview of the far, far left that we're dealing with that runs not only our culture, but obviously has a stronghold in the Democratic Party. They don't care about this. They don't care about that. They only care about getting 50% plus one on election night, or I guess in the days before or in the days after election night. Winning is the only thing they're concerned with.
You know what, Adam, I have to tell you, as an American of African descent, I was probably one of the first in the country to be called a black white supremacist. At the time, I laughed it off. I thought it was a joke. But now it is like a real hit. It is a real attack against Americans, especially if they're black and they're conservatives. And I think it speaks to what you're talking about here, not just a base level racism or ism, but at a pursuit for power, and they don't care how illogical or how nonsensical they sound as long as they're able to hold on to what it is they're chasing.
Well, I think we are kindred spirits in this one, because as a Jewish person, I've been called a Nazi I've left on a number of occasions. And I'm like, I don't think they would let me in their club. I don't think they like my kind, to be clear. But that's exactly what it's about. These people want to divide us all by race or by class or by gender to pit us against one another in an effort for them to take and hold power. It's morally outrageous, and we must reject it. And also, we must remember to avoid using the same thing with our side. We need to focus on issues, not personalities.
I think that that is one of the things that we do have going for us more than we do than the Democrats do. But there is a danger, you're right, in that when it comes to television, we were just talking about this before you came on, we go for the shiny object, we go for the soundbite, we go for the thing that's going to generate more eyes, more views the next day. And by doing that, we can be, you know, setting our own candidates up for a little danger, in a little danger.
Yeah, that's right. Just like a lot of people would say, rightfully so, you know, do you want to judge Donald Trump by his mean tweets or by his policies? I like that approach. So I think that standard, that approach should be taken to every candidate. And that's why I think it's admittedly challenging for folks running for office who haven't governed before. They have no legislative record. It puts them in a position where they could tell us anything they want based on what they think that we want to hear. And it's much easier to judge elected officials who've held office and have a voting record. And that's important to remember. These are folks who want to get the votes. They want to win. They're going to say what they think we want to hear. But don't judge them by their words. Judge them by their actions.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.